KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 62 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a slight chance for isolated showers, a high of 83. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Prosecutors say a man charged with killing a sheriff's deputy and wounding another while escaping from a Western Iowa jail will plead guilty. The Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office says an attorney for Wesley Correa Carminati informed officials of the change yesterday. A news release from the prosecutor's office says no plea bargain was made and that Correa Carminati still faces charges of murder, attempted murder, escape, kidnapping, and other crimes. Correa Carminati's trial had been set to begin next Tuesday. Now a change of plea hearing will take place Tuesday morning in Council Bluffs. Authorities say that Correa Carminati had just been sentenced on May the 1st to 45 years in prison in an unrelated murder case when he grabbed one of the deputy's guns while being transferred to the county jail. He shot them both and used a jail van to escape. Correa Carminati was recaptured that same day in Omaha after carjacking a woman at gunpoint. A Story County man is in the Guthrie County Jail accused of starting a house fire back in May that killed two girls and injured their grandmother and her son. Guthrie County Sheriff Marty Argenbright announced the arrest at a news conference late Wednesday afternoon.
Law enforcement officers with the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office, the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, and the Ames Police Department arrested Patrick Ryan Thompson, 26, in Ames, Iowa.
Thompson faces charges that includes two counts of first-degree murder. The girls who died in the fire were cousins, 16-year-old Shakia Cockerham and 12-year-old Melanie Page Exline. The house was owned by the girls' grandmother, 74-year-old Shirley Exline. She has claimed the fire is linked to sex abuse charges filed against 19-year-old Noah Exline, who's accused of abusing his sister Paige, who died in the fire.
You know, there could be a connection, and through the investigation, hopefully we can find out what that is.
Noah Exline was living with Thompson when Noah was charged with sexually abusing Paige. James Exline, Paige's father, also was arrested Wednesday in Greene County. He's accused of sexually abusing the girl as well. Argenbright said investigators are still working to identify a motive in the case, but court documents state that Paige Exline was the sole witness to the abuse, and Thompson had sent threatening text messages after Noah's arrest.
Thompson is James Exline's stepson and is a stepbrother to Noah Exline.
Shirley Exline suffered minor injuries in that May 15th fire. Her son, 54-year-old William Long III, suffered severe burns and spent many weeks at University of Iowa hospitals. Police in Stewart responded Wednesday to Menlo following the alleged attempted abduction of a young girl. The alleged suspect was driving a white SUV, possibly a Chevy Tahoe, with rust and dark tinted windows. Authorities are asking residents in the area to report any suspicious vehicles to the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office at 641-747-2214. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office is investigating an ATV accident that resulted in injuries to a man from Missouri. The accident happened at around 7:20 p.m. Wednesday in Clearfield. Officials say 43-year-old Timothy Weber of Unionville, Missouri, was in control of the ATV when it rolled over at the intersection of Broadway and 2nd Streets in Clearfield. Weber was flown by helicopter to a hospital in Des Moines for treatment of serious injuries. Deputies in Fremont County responding to a reported reckless and suspicious vehicle late last night conducted a traffic stop in Hamburg and arrested the driver. Sheriff Kevin Astrup says the vehicle was pulled over on 300th Avenue in Hamburg. During the stop, the driver, 19-year-old Dustin Perry of Hamburg, was arrested for disorderly conduct. Perry was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $300 bond. In an update to our earlier and online broadcast reports yesterday, the Cass County Sheriff's Office late Wednesday morning released information about a chase that had begun Tuesday night near Lewis and ended in Atlantic. Officials say at around 9:30 p.m. Tuesday, deputies with the Sheriff's Office attempted a traffic stop at 630th Street and Highway 71 upon a Missouri-plated 2002 Dodge pickup. The driver of the vehicle refused to stop and the pursuit ensued. The vehicle headed north through Lewis on County Road M56 and turned east onto White Pole Road or Highway 6. The Atlantic Police Department deployed stop sticks just past White Pole and Lansing Roads. The vehicle continued toward Atlantic. The front tires blew out as the vehicle crossed into the Atlantic City limits after its tires had been punctured, and the vehicle eventually came to stop at 7th and Birch Streets in the eastbound lane. The Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 34-year-old Thomas Jeremiah Bradbury of St. Joseph, Missouri, on a felony charge of eluding along with OWI first offense and reckless driving. Bradbury also was written three citations for speeding and one citation for failure to obey a stop sign. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and remains held on a $6,000 bond along with a detainer from the state of Missouri. Two men from Atlantic were arrested on separate charges earlier this week. Atlantic police said yesterday 50-year-old Paul Prawl of Atlantic was arrested Wednesday morning for harassment in the first degree and OWI. And on Tuesday, 24-year-old Austin Schmidt of Atlantic was arrested for criminal mischief in the fifth degree and for two counts of civil assault. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. In our funeral announcements, Beatrice Wright, age 92, of Panora, died July 27th at the Guthrie County Hospital in Guthrie Center. A visitation for Beatrice Wright will be today from 2 until 4 p.m. at Lakeside Village in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Joseph Daniel Lehan, age 77, of Minden, died Monday. A mass of Christian burial for Joseph Lehan will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Neola. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Donna Lee Larson, age 69, of rural Atlantic, died July 30th at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life memorial service for Donna Larson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Patricia Stokely, age 65, of Anita, died Monday. Memorial services for Patricia Stokely will be tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Viola Brown, age 93, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Viola Brown will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Gertrude Harriet Ohm, age 85, of Arnold's Park, died Tuesday at the Lakes Regional Health Care. Funeral services for Gertrude Ohm will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.